Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, Hamaitzi acholim pachos mikashir b'chli, famous halacha. You take out food in a utensil less than the shear, in a kli. Shaila is, even though you can be potter for the food, maybe you should be chai for the kli to get a kli on Shabbos. The answer is the kli is toffel to the oichel. The kli is only here to serve. If you serve a kli in an inch,
which is even a bigger chiddush, the fact that it's less than a shear, it's even a bigger chiddush.
It's a bigger, what do you mean a bigger chiddush? What do you mean?
Because it's less than a shear. As if it would be a shear, that's bottle to the food.
No matter what. No matter what. Right, you're right, right. Then you're going to be chayiv. You ask me a question. Let's say you take out a shear of food in a kli. How many chatois are you chayiv? You only chayiv one carbon chatos. Because even when you have a full shear of food to be chayiv, the kli is tofel to the food. Correct. So you only chayiv one carbon chatos. To clarify that point, a person takes out on Shabbos a kli with food inside, and you take out the shear of food, how many chatois are you chayiv? One or two? You chayiv one carbon chatos, because the kli is tofel to the food. Let's say you take out pachos mikashir, so maybe you should at least be chayiv for the kli, kamash one, you potter for the kli, because the kli is tofel to the food. This is a Musa Haskel, that a person is meant to be a mesharis in this world. You might as well be a mesharis, a groyser, because you go boss of the one that you're the mesharis. If you're mesharis, a klein mensch. If you want to be mesharis, the Black Life Matters, you want to devote your life to them, so then just like they're garnished, so then you'll also be garnished. You have to be mesharis, people who have value. Like Rabbi Shaul Lehman, he attaches himself to holy people, Rabbi Schmidman, and Groyser Gedolim and Rabbanim. He knows he's a moiker Rabbanim. Vaita. Tan Rabbanim, I'm going to be for you, this time you come to my shir is going to be a stain, unfortunately, on the record. Unfortunately. But that's part of your righteousness, that you're even able to be yoreit to the tohoim, to try to be maler than the tzaitzais, vaita. Hamoitzik achol bachos mikashir b'chli b'padei alaf l'kli, sha'kli tefeil aloi, es achai b'mita, the person, a living person, the person, you carry a person, you potter. Chai noisei es atzmoi. Potter af al hamita, the mita, why sha'mita tefeil aloi, es hameis b'mita chayiv, Yechayev, why? Because the mace, Yechayev, first chayev on a mace, mil chayev on the meat, the chayev, how many chayev? Only one carbon chatas. Only one carbon chatas, period. Next. V'chein kezayis men a mace, kezayis men a nevela, v'chadosh men a sheris, he have a shear. What's the shear to be chayev for itza? A kezayis of a dead body, a kezayis of a nevela, v'chadosh a lentil shel men a sheris, chayev. Rabbi Shimon Poiter, look at the Rashi, kezayis men a mace, chayev, and moitzi, the hoyel umetame. Why as a person, why is the shi'ur for a mace, a kazayis? Rashi says a very important yesoid, tuma, murid the kazach, Rashi says. The reason why a kazayis is choshev to the shi'ur for itzal, because the shi'ur of a kazayis, shi'ur of a kazayis is tuma. The hoyel umetame hoitzal chashuva, to hoitzal chashuva, he lehatzil atzma min atuma. So by taking it out, you're saving yourself from tuma. Shouldn't that be a malacha she'ein etzricha legufa? It's a pella de Rashi. This Rashi is one of the biggest pleas in the whole Shas. This Rashi, from all the 2,711 daf, right to say shazach, that a person takes out on Shabbos a kazayis, bosom, and an ace from a human being, he's chayiv, it's a shira choshev. Why is it choshev? Because a kazayis is betame bo'ohel. A male, when you take out the kazayis, being matzal yisrael from tumma. Excuse me, every single malacha of Shabbos has to be malacha she'etzricha legufa. I'm taking out the kazayis of tumah to be matzil myself from tumah. I'm doing it. It's a melacha she'eino tzricha leguf. And Shalim, you hear the kasha?
Yeah.
You hear the kasha? This is the kasha you have to ask the bacha to begin with, to get into the yeshiva. What would the bacha answer this kasha? It's a melacha she'eino tzricha leguf. You're taking the kazayis out in order to be matzil yourself from tumah. From here you learn the murdik yisoid. That when it comes to melacha shein tzricha legufa, you have to understand that you're taking, you don't want it. So you get rid of it. Have you gained any benefit when you got rid of it? Nothing. Here, by getting rid of it, you have gained the benefit, you have tahara. It's not your classic melacha shein tzricha legufa. You've removed it, but by removing it, you've gained, you've preserved tahara. Okay, this is very deep. Too deep for me to understand, but you have to just remember this is very Pildu Rashi. Rashi really touches upon this sugya. Rashi, I try to touch upon the sheet of the Tanakam, Rabbi Shimon says, like I just said, look at the Rashi, it's a very important Rashi. Shimon play dead, I feel b'nei sholem, even a complete dead body. Why? B'chol b'havi malacha, she'ena tzricha l'gufa, v'chol malacha, she'ena tzricha l'gufa, el salka me'olav, havi malacha, she'ena tzricha l'gufa, v'b'r'tzoin eloi bon loi, v'lohoi eloha tzorach lo, helkach la malachas ma'shevesi, ah, Memela Rashi comes on to the Zil be Yisimach Rasheves Rabbi Shimon Koyd Rabbi Shimon. What about according to the Chachamim that we have to come back to another time? Right in the Gemara, right in the Mishnah here says, Tan Rabbanon Hamoytzi Achal Kishir Yitei Afu Kishir Im Bichli Chayiv Yechayiv Al Ha'achalin Upato LaKli. Why the Kli is tofel to the food? Vim Hoya Kli Tzarich La the Kli Vim Hoya Kli Tzarich Loi. Let's say the kli is needed. What does that mean, Rashi? L'shtamish boi tashmish achem b'makam shemotzi sham. Let's say you need the kli also. Right now, the food is a Rebbe Kiddush. The food is in the utensil. I'm taking out both together. And the moment of hoitzah, the kli is a tashmish to the food. But my ultimate kavana is that when we get outside, I'm going to use the kli for a different purpose. It's a tremendous kiddush. Even though right now the kli is only a tofel to the food, since my kavana is to use the kli when we get outside for another purpose, that's enough of mechayiv me two karmen chatois, one on the food and one on the kli.
What would I have thought? Maybe that you're not trying.
The ma'isa hoitzah is a ma'isa. The ma'isa, the action of hoitzah is the kli is a tofel to the food. So,
okay, but ultimately you're going to be using the kli for something else.
So what? But that's not how the malacha was done. The way the malacha was done was in an oifan where the kli is serving as a tashmish for davar acher and it's tofa. So that should be enough.
Maybe the thing that you took out in the kli, you weren't even interested in taking it out in the first place, just because it just happened to be within the kli that you want to take out to use for something else. Who made the case that he didn't want to take this stuff out that was in a clay?
Well, the case is...
to be there.
No, the case is where you do want. That's exactly what the Mishnah says. I want to take out the food. That's the case. The case is I want to take out the food. And this kli is a tashmish. So you would think that since I want the food and the kli is a tashmish, the ma'isa hoitzah is a ma'isa where the kli is a tashmish. So now to say that you have michayi for the kli because you have another under the kavana to use the kli when you finish doing it, the tashmish, you get the food outside, you want it for something else, that's too late. It's too little, too late. You can't be michayi on the kli, kamash plan, you michayi on the kli as well. That's a tremendous chiddush.
Yeah.
Vayit in the Mishnah, vayit in the Gemara, and why you kli tzarch lo chayi for the kli. Shema mina, here we learn from here, Allah, oichal, we learn of oichal, shnei, zeisich, and lebehil, vechod, chayi v'shtayim. So over here, the Moritz Akash doesn't make any sense. Because over here, you tell him over here that you're doing over here in one helam, I'm doing one ma'isa hoitzah, I'm taking out two utensils, I'm taking out a kli, I'm taking out a piece of a chela, a piece of food, and you're being mechayiv me double carbon chatos. That's not fair. I forgot that today is Shabbos, and one shot I did two separate averos. I did a hoitzah twice. Everyone knows that if you forgot that today is Shabbos, and you do the melacha of hoitzah 10 times, you only chayiv one carbon chatas. There's only one halama. Here you're telling you that since you want the kli, and you want the food, so there's a double chiddush. You chayiv for the food, and you chayiv for the kli. What are you talking about? It's one forgetfulness, one state of forgetfulness. You only can chayiv a max of one carbon chatas for one state of forgetfulness. Can if a person eats two pieces of chelev in one helam, you have two carbon chatas? Certainly not. So what over here is going on in this sugya of the Gemara?
Yeah, but if you had a chelev with a cup of blood, you have two. So
that's chelev. That's blood. That's two. That's two different.
One is clean. One is another.
No, but it's one avera. The malacha here is hoitzah. Chelev is one.
But you did it on two separate items.
So what? If I eat chalif twice, but you just said the answer yourself. Let's say I eat chalif twice. How many carbons do you have for chalif? Two zeisen of chalif. One. Two reveals of
one
blood.
Halama. One.
So here, hoitzah, hoitzah. Just because one, I took out hoitzah on a piece of food and hoitzah on a utensil, both of them relate to the din of hoitzah. I did hoitzah twice. Hoitzah twice, like eating chalif twice. It doesn't make a difference. Chalif, you have different as a chalif. You have chelef from this part of the animal, chelef from a different part of the animal. I have chelef from this animal, chelef from the other animal. Two different types of blood. I have blood from this animal, blood from that animal. It doesn't make a difference. The blood tastes, blood is blood. Yechayif, one carbon chatas for one helm of one avera. I did haitza. Just because I did haitza on one item, and I did haitza on a food, on a utensil. The bottom line is haitza. I did haitza twice. So what's going on over here? So Shema Mino, are you going to believe that Oichel Shnei Zedekhil Behelomech Chayiv Shtayim? Amen Av Sheishe, Socha Maizkin, Gagon Vigzim, Shoshogag Ala Oicholim, Veheizid Ala Kli. The case of here is going, Shivno Meister is calling me. The Gemara over here says Shashaga Lacham Hezalak the case of going Yeshagala on the food and your maize on the cleave. Oh Mela in a chnan sing chai twice. So you chai because since a different machshavas, so on the kli there's gonna be a chiv misa on the kli, and on the food there's going to be chiv karm lechatos. Mask is law. Now so what is in chayiv chayiv you mean chayiv kiv misa? Going to be chiv and misa. Why the mask is what shapes is. I don't know the answer. The better question. It says Yichayef all the word af is mashma, that it's going to be the same. Rashi says mashma shnei chiyuvim shavim. So in Chanami, the Gemara could have asked the question of Shaul Lumen. Marcus Lumen the second, the Gemara could have asked that question. The Gemara asked the better question, it says the word Zechain. Vai, the Gemara, Ella, Om Rav Ashi, could go in, what's in the source, what's in the cash in the back, and go to Shogar, and Zeh, and Zeh. Oh, and the Chish of here is, V'noidalai, V'chazar, V'noidalai. That's the answer. Rufluk, so that the Yochanan Mashim and Lakish, the answer here is going with the person, he took out both the Kli and the food, the Kli in the case of the first thing that on Shabbos, a utensil, in the utensil is a piece of food. And it says here the Gemara is going to have two carbon chatos. Chatos for the food, chatos for the utensil. It's like the Gemara, but it's one halama. And one halama, you don't mind so it's all. So it should be chav at most one carbon chatos. So the Gemara's answer at this point is that you remembered that you took out of one shot and then you came to the realization. We learned this sugya together. This is a very hard sugya. We learned this sugya together. Remember, we learned it together. The case comes when we took it both together. And then you came to the realization that you took out on Shabbos, you machal Shabbos, and you took out on Shabbos food. You took out on Shabbos food. And then 10 minutes later, let's say, make an argument that you separated a carbon for your Avera. Once you amafresh a carbon, you have closed the door. Nothing more can be part of that carbon. And then after you amafresh the carbon, you remember that you also took out the utensil on Shabbos. So now you're going to be chayav in this instance two korbanos. You can't make an excuse and say that since the utensil was tuffle to the kli, the utensil was tuffle to the food, the reason why you took out the utensil was a container was holding the food inside, so it should be considered to be only one avera. No, since your kavan was after you take out the food, you also want to use the utensil for an independent purpose, it's considered to be a double ma'aseh mitzvah. Under ordinary circumstances, when you do it two times the ma'aseh yitzah the hill and echad, you chayiv one carbon chatos. And you really are chayiv one carbon chatos. But in this instance, you came to the realization that you did an avera, but your realization was partial. You only then you take out the food. And then you set aside a carbon chatos. And then after you set aside the chatos, you remember they also took out the utensil. So now we're going to fall back on the Ikar Hadin. You did really a double ma'aseh yitzah. It's saw on the food, it's saw on the utensil. We do not view the utensil to be toppled to the food,
And in this unique instance, when you're already with mafresh a carbon for one without the other, you're going to be chayav to bring another carbon. And that was a machloekis, only according to one opinion says this is true. Rashi goes to the whole sugya of what we learned. Look at the Rashi quickly. Look at the Yochanan Rishon Lakish. This legal be yidiyos mechalkos very klal godav ayin aleph. We learned this sugya together right here on Zoom. If look nami of sheisha of Ashi hocha of sheisha to learn maki lahocha kesav dein yidiyos mechalkos of Ashi kesav dein yidiyos mechalkos. Okay, next one. I'm Rashi. Next. It's a chai, the meat of pata afalamita, new sugya. A person carries out a living person, you exempt even from the bed. Because a person carries a Shabbos, a living person, the pata. Why? Chai, very good. You shouldn't remember this. Remember this from 11th grade, chai in Berlin. When you learn the sugya, chai, you're smiling, look at that, smiling. Chai, nice, yes, atzman. Chai, nice, atzman. So you put it in the bed also. It's a chai, this will be the afalamita, the lema, the lema, the what are we referring to, Tanya? According to the Rabbanan, the person will be chayiv. The famous, by first the words of the whole Shas, this is my favorite daf in the whole Shas, because this daf represents what life is all about. This is what life is all about. Someone who learns Torah, Eitz chayim hila machazikim ba v'simchecha mu'ushar v'zorcha tlan nishmar together v'tohu t'chol yidin v'sholimin ashim o ma'isa v'sugiv chay noisi asatzmai Eitz chayim hila machazikim v'chay is noisi asatzmai. You carry yourself in this world, you earn your keep, you're not a taker, you're a giver, you carry yourself, you have purpose, you have mission. Right, Amar Rava, Afilu Lechim Rabban, not a Kash, Ibn Rabban, Adkan Lekapli Rabban, Ala Rabban, Ala Rabban, Ala Bibhain, Ala Chayiv Yoyf, by animals, when you carry a living animal, Rabban Hovid Yichayiv, why didn't it, Sharbiti Nafshayu, that's a very hard vocabulary word, Rashi to rescue, Mishamtim, they escape Klapi Matam, Machbid Matam, they Shtabit Niyad HaNaisim, they weigh themselves down onto the ground, and they want to escape from those who carry them. Okay? But Abu Adam, but a person, a chai, the noise is at, I feel the Rabbana Modu. This moment, if we learn this one here today, may the record state on June 8th, right in the heat of Black Life Matters. Black Life Matters is mamish, the mahus of the Gemara is that a shvarta, a black life, is the madrega, the misharbiti nafshayu. The gematria of the misharbiti nafshayu is black life matters. It's the same gematria. And Rashi bat Haichis, they try to escape with the hands of the people that carry them. What would they be without the whites who give them all of the parnasa and all of their entitlements and pay taxes to support them? And look what they do. They weigh down. They try to weigh down and push you down. This is on record. This is being recorded over here. This is for the record. I'm running for political office. I'm running for the United States soon. The Mishayim, the Shayim, the Shayim. Look what they do. The Mahus of a Chai, of an Adam. An Adam is a mensch that's not Mishayim, Nafshayim. This is the Chilik. If you want to touch, is something that walks vertically and looks like a human, is it really a human being? You have to ask the question, are they the Madrega, the Meshavi Nafshayu? Then they're not a person. It's a mimic, like a golem, the worst of a golem. But a person that's Noiseyas Atzmai, oh, this is a Chai, this is an Adam, Nachmol Rashi, this is Murdik, this is Namish, Hashkocha Pradis, this is what you should say in a political speech to the whole world. They lower themselves. They mach nearest a little touch. It's a very hard touch. Rashi says the mishabti nafshayoshi mishamtim. They escape. They abolish the prisons. Police, no more police. To defund the police department. Klapi mata towards the ground. Umachbidin atzman. They weigh themselves down on society. Lihishamei to escape miyad from the hand of those hanoisa who carry them. Who carries them? This country carries them. And they try to escape them and to weigh down on society and make things worse. This is not an Adam. This is a Begeder Behema. You hear?
Yep.
Okay, this is the editorial that we're gonna write in the newspaper tomorrow. Vita. I have to hide myself. The problem is there's no police to protect me anymore. They've been defunded. Vita, yeah.
Personal.
Unbelievable what's going on over here in this country. Not to be believed. Unbelievable. Vita. Omar le rabba da rabba havala rabba. By the way, a guy that steals pachos and shava pruta is chayiv misa. Don't tell me, yeah, we can let them riot. And not so much damage. You know, relatively speaking, only a couple of $1 million damage. You know, let them have their fun. A guy should steal pachos, mishava, brutis, chayiv misa. When they kneel before the first cop and kneel before a black, it resulted in the defunding of the police. Not real. You give them a finger, they'll eat up your head. Fight. Not real. Not to believe what's going on here. Aber Adam Chai, Moise ist Arzt, ich will aber nicht mehr, aber Amal Rav, aber Rav, aber Rav, so hard it's nine. We learned in the Mishnah, Ben Becerra, Mati Besus. Ben Becerra is Mati Besus. What do you mean? He allows you to ride on a horse on Shabbos. You're allowed to ride on a horse. Why? A horse will, look at Rashi is Mati Besus, L'machor, L'nachor, B'nei Shemalech, Shemalech, Besus, Imhoi Adam, Isa, Isa, Ein chai v'lachatas v'luchiz oibet v'yachai noise asa v'ha da ashu v'lumucha v'hem b'gas l'machri mishom she'ela u'mishom sechirus asa. And what's going on over here? You're not allowed to sell to a guy. We have a halacha that you're not allowed to sell animals to a guy. You're not allowed to sell livestock to a guy. Why not? What's the reason? What? Shvisa is a gzera. Right, excellent. A gzera. What's the gzera? If you're going to sell your behemoth to a guy, the next week you're going to rent him. You're going to rent the behemoth. So what's so terrible?
Is that a gzera?
I don't know the answer. I guess.
You're not
allowed to sell an animal to a guy because he may come to one gzera. If you're gonna, it's only one gezerah. If I sell an animal to a guy, I'm gonna come to rent an animal to a guy. And renting, what happens? What does the guy do when you rent an animal? He puts loads, burdens on an animal. It's the aseret.
So tell him you can't use the animal. I'm renting it only 6 days a week.
Can't use it on shop. You tell a guy don't put on a mask. Yeah, then you listen to you, don't put on a mask. You see what goes on. You can't tell people what to do. You can't even see us. You can't tell a guy.
Why?
You can't tell what to do. And they love you. It's the Ten Commandments, sugar. It's the Ten Commandments, Moses, King of the Tablets, Leman Yenuach Avcha V'Shorcha V'Chamorcha, that on Shabbos your animals have to rest. Resting is not just for the person, it's for the person's animals. If I rent my axe to a non-Jew, the non-Jew will work with it on Shabbos. So work is defined by real labor, whatever I cannot do, the animal cannot do. But what do horses do? Horses don't pull plows, horses don't pull mills, horses are used for riding. If I myself would ride on my own horse on Shabbos, is that a Chil Shabbos? No. Because I might go on a branch. That would be the Gzera. But technically speaking, if I would go on an animal or on a horse, and before I would ride on a horse, that's not a Malach, because a Chai, Noisei Asatzmo, we do not consider the horse actually carrying me. So therefore, since even if I myself would go and ride on a horse, son of Lacha that I saw, the Nela, there's no prohibition for me to sell a horse to a guy. The only reason why you're not going to sell an animal to a guy is because he may, my son may come to rent it to a guy. And if I rent it, I'm going to be over on Shvisas Behem Torah, because I'm the owner, my animal is doing over on Shabbos, that's only Shaykh by a type of Malacha, where it's not going to be us, but the Malacha is not that it's not going to be us, or, for example, a horse, the Nela is going to move, that's going to be the same. He may come to lend him the horse. Even if you were to lend or to rent, so Rashi taught us a gan to shmuz and didn't melacha and didn't bring a melacha. What about your kelim? Are you allowed to recharge your shaver on Shabbos? Your shaver is doing melacha. It's being recharged. mutter. This only is of shvisas behema. There's no prohibition of shvisas kalim. Your kalim are allowed to work for you on Shabbos. You're allowed to have machines operating, doing melachos deraisa, because they're not living animals. Now, vayit in the Gemara.
You're allowed to have a production company running on Shabbos?
What?
You're allowed to have a production company running on Shabbos?
There are other issues. There's issues of Avshin Milsa.
Of making money.
Zoyin, of Masa Matan. But as far as melach of the Ten Commandments, of Shvitzas Behema, it only applies to animals, does not apply to Kalim. There's a Shvitzas Behema and Shvitzas Kalim. Important to remember that you say. The only case to know that alone would be tonight to come tonight into the kitchen at the Spink to hear about Black Life Matter.
Lives
matter versus Jewish lives matter even more. Right. Adkan, like, did your wife write an editorial on this, Rachel Lehman?
I'll talk to you about it.
What? This week? When's the next editorial coming out?
I'll talk to you about it after this shit. Now I'm in a lot.
Vita. Hello, Kasha is there would be nothing. He says alashchut in chayis v'al chayim potter. When it came to animals, what did he say, Rabbi Nosson? Let's step back. It's a little complicated. Rabbi Nosson said we have animals. If the animals are dead, you take the chayis. If animals are alive. You're going to be potter. You're going to be potter. And then along came the Gemara. Rava says that only applies when it comes to animals. But when it comes to a living person, even the Rabbanan agreed you're going to be potter. Now, why then is it only Rabbi Nosson? It should be everyone. Why are we limiting this only to Rabbi Nosson? You just told us that when it comes to animals, when it comes to human beings, everyone agrees it's going to be chai noisias atzmai. So here we're with a horse. A horse carries people. Mimele carrying people. Even the Rabban agreed that it's going to be, it's not called a malacha. So therefore, why are you saying that this halacha ben Becerra is in alignment with Rabbi Nosson? Ben Becerra, that's matter to sell a goy, a horse, is in agreement with the Rabbanon. Because even the Rabbanon agrees that a human being that rides on an animal is chai nasi asatma, according to your opinion. The Gemara says no. Ki amar Rabbi Yochanan says besus habiyuchel oifas. Ach, inachnami, pilei ploin. The Gemara says, inachnami, we're dealing over here with a horse. Rabbi Yochanan says that you're allowed to sell a horse to a guy. Of course, we're not dealing with a horse that's used for people. A horse that's used for people, of course, is going to be mutter. What about a horse that's miyuchel to carry birds? Did you ever see such a thing in your whole life?
What's birds?
I never saw such a thing my entire life. A horse that is designated to carry birds only. So therefore, in a chanami, according to the Rabban, it's going to be osur, because the Mesharvei Nafshayu. That's why, only according to the Shita of Rabbi Nosson, holds when it comes to animals, you can be mutter. In fact, the Gemara, is there such a thing between only me? The Gemara itself questioned this reality. It's doing now a reality check. For me, Ikra, in the home, the bay means in the Bet Midrash of the Yodan. Who is the Yodan? Look at Rashi. What is there? Is no Rashi. How do you like that? We have to go to the side of the Gemara. It's Aleph on the side of the Gemara. Zaydon Trappers. Okay, it means the home of trappers. Okay, I don't see anything over here. There's Rashi, I think we're going to go soon. Okay, bite. New Gemara. Nayu Gemara. No, there is a Rashi. How come no one stopped me? There is a Rashi. Rashi, the baby, right in the middle of the page. Rashi, the baby, the Ziyodon, I have Das. My Gemara is approved by the Bezdin, by the Das, the Bezdin Sede, otherwise known as the Department of Transportation. V'yadon, shal tziyad eifas, birds, shal meisim ala sus eifas kshet chayin, v'yadon nates, v'yadon nates of ultra, la tzul shor eifas, v'yadon meshadi nafshay v'yadon kashku tashiru, din atalev ha'ash nami ha'achayas is atma, mishon hachi, ayam yochim, b'msir ha'yochim, b'yadon ha'kei, so here we're going to be with special,
horses that transit birds.
Horses that transit birds, but when it comes to the person, I'm saying, next one, Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, Mother Rabbi Yochanan, the Kafus, even Rabbi Yochanan, you said, if it's covered, you take a living creature, a living animal, and you tie the living animal, you tie it up, then you carry it on Shabbos, you don't say, Chai, Nasi, Asatma. You only say, Chai, Nasi, Asatma, when the living creature has the ability to move around and to make it easy. It's like Shlaim Shasu, what's the lomus? This is sugya, the big sugya, what's talking about the lomus of Chai, Nasi, Asatma? It pretty much is Shnayim She'asuha. Two people who block it, because the living person wiggles. He wiggles, he shifts his weight, he makes it easy for you to carry. Therefore, Mela, you're not doing the entire malacha. The one that's carrying is not doing the entire malacha, because the object, the person that you're carrying, is making it easier for you by having him naturally shift his weight different ways in order to loosen the burden. Even though you may be carrying the entire weight, you see over here, Marty Gavardi, the malacha of carrying. Carrying, it's not just to carry the weight of the person, it's the balance. It's the balance. Isn't that amazing, you say, the Melachas Mashabes? What it means to carry on Shabbos? If not for this one, you never say such a thing. You would say, carry. If I carry a person, I'm carrying the person. The person weighs whatever he weighs, so I'm carrying all the weight. The Gemara says, that's not called carrying. Carrying is not just carrying weight. Carrying represents balance. You can carry something that has weight, but if the weight is shifted, you all know that if you shift the weight in a certain way, if you carry something in a certain way where the bulk of the weight is shifted on a certain way, then it's easier to carry that same 100 pounds. You can have two objects that are both 100 pounds, but they're shaped differently. They're shaped in a different fashion. And one object you can carry, one object you can't carry. Why? They're both 100 pounds. The way they're shaped makes all the difference. Because if it's shaped in this way, that way it's easier to carry versus the one that's shaped in a different way. So to the person, when you carry a human being, the person is always shifting his weight in a different part of his body, which makes it easier to carry. That's the mahus, that's why you potter on Shabbos. It's not called the malacha when the object that you carry, carrying is incredible in some carrying. It's say din in carrying. There's weight and there is balance. And when you carry, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu carried Klal Yisrael. Kasha Yisa Ha'oimein Es Hayoinik. When Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, when Hashem described the experience like a nurse carrying a baby. They had Tzvei Dinim in carrying. The Ereshta Din is the weight. The Tzveita Din is the balance. The balance. Hashem took out of a child, there was a degree of balance as well. The Klal Yisrael participated in being carried. Okay, I mean what? I always love the expression on people, they open up the door and they see us in here, that expression, take a snapshot, but we look like what in the world is going on over here in this room. Little do they know that the Shekhinah is resting, coming out of the Shulimah. There's never a time in the history of the world when there's been so much Shekhinah coming out of the internet, like a Shulimah, this Kedusha is radiating from the water.
Yeah, Brian, Vaita, please.
Vaita. Just want to make sure you're listening. Vaita the Gemara.
Vaita.
Let's say he's tied up. Oh, you tied up, then you can't shift the weight. They're like tied up. They're a bunch of lazy bums. Rashi says, from stepping on the earth. I'm worried of art. You learn over here the whole set of Purim. The Purim is Parasumodan. The mahos of the parsoim is they're not chai noisy as atzmai. This gemara in the middle of Shabbat of Sadal, the teaching of this, my favorite daf, because Purim, everyone's favorite holiday, and the whole coronavirus started on Purim. Purim, we deal with the parsoim, and the parsoim, the mahos of the parsi, is an exception to the rule of chai noisy as atzmai. And Rabbi Yochanan says, they say the same thing. So what's the kasha? They say the same thing. So let's explain. Look at Rashi. Rashi says,
Rashi says,
He agrees. That's the question. See, Rashi held us not to this Rashi. You can scratch your head the whole day. You have no hair left like me, and you'll never forget the Gemara. Only because Rashi came to the rescue. And the rescue is that when it says in the Gemara that Rav Nachman says that you're allowed to sell a horse, you can sell a horse to a guy. You're even allowed to sell a horse to Achashverosh. The Sus Asherochav Boy Hamelech. Isn't it amazing? Never will you imagine a new Unfang, a Nai Unfang to appreciate the Megillus Esther for the rest of your life when you read that Pasik. The Sus Asherochav Boy Hamelech. Haman said, Achashverosh, I want a horse, Asherochav Boy Hamelech. This horse. Under the din, because since Achashverosh is a Parsi, he's a Persian, the male of the horse is in violation of the Melacha D'Araisa of Hoitzah, because there's no din Chai Noiseyes Atzmai when a horse carries a Parsi. The male, it says that you're allowed to sell a horse to a guy. A guy doesn't just include Black Life Matters. A guy includes the Parsoyim also. And the Parsoyim, there's no din chai nesiyas atzmai. So according to Rabbi Nosson, it should be also to sell to a Parsi a horse, because then the horse will be doing real malacha. And yet he says the amru davar echad. How could he be davar echad? Impossible. Isn't Mordi Gemar Gokasha? A new appreciation of the horse of Achashverosh. It was Nisht Zelba horse. It was a horse that was in violation of Chai, but there's no Chai Nesiyas Atzmai. That's why Haman wanted the Dafka, that horse. Then Rabbi Yochanan said, The Gemara says, no, it's not true. Hasam Ramus Ruchuhu Din Nikitu Luhu, it's not true. Even the Parsi, there's no Chai Nesiyas Atzmai. It may make believe that they don't move. They make believe they don't balance their weight by putting on shmatis. But the truth is they're also balancing their weight because they're also throwing with them. Obviously they're the parson, they're fakers. They're friends. They're fakers. It's the arrogance. Ramas Ruhu the Mikiluhu the Pardashta a Pardashka. A Pardashka means an officer. The Rasach Malcha Ilove, the king had angry at him. The Roy to lost the Parsa Bihare, he walked, he ran 3 parsa. A parsa is 4 mil, 3 miles, 3 miles, and he ran 9 miles the Bihare. 9 miles. He ran 9 miles. How long is the marathon? Marathon is 21 miles. Marathon. New marathon. 26? 26 miles. So this guy, he ran 9 miles. The parsa, he ran 9 miles. Ran 9 miles. That's Mars Maskan. The Mars Maskan is even the Kappah over here. The Mars Maskan is that comes from everyone who agrees with Maskan, but a human being, according to all opinions of the whole world, Chai Noisei Es Asmai. By, and when it comes to horses, the avoid of a horse is to carry a person, Chai Noisei Es Asmai, even by a Parsoi, they also shift their weight, and this is the way Shmatis, and they're fat. And the Balei Basar, just a facade. They're scared for their lives, and they wiggle their body to shift their weight as well. What are the two exceptions to selling a horse? Kofos. If a person is tied up, a human is tied up, then it's going to be Osir. And number two, there are special types of horses that are meant to carry a mate. A mate is a type of vulture to trap birds. For some reason, they put the mates on this horse. So then you get into the sugya of it's in the machlokes of the misharvin and nafshayim. Zayis and the mali gemara is amazed. The mita chayv and chayiv. And zayis and amazed. Omar Rabba, Babar Chana, Omar Rebbe, Omar Yosef, Omar Shimon, the Lachish Poyta, Hayar Shimon exempted af. He said he always been the party. Why? And we discussed because it's considered malacha she'ena tshichu guva to remove the body. Av Moisiyas amazed will cover even to bury the mace. Oh, but I'm taking the maybe.
That's
not Chayna Sitzman. What? That's not Chayna Sitzman. There's no, but there is no Chayna Sitzman. But there, the Gemara we used before you came. Before you entered into the arena. Is that by a dead body should be because I did because by a dead body there's a malacha she'ena should why are you taking the body out of the house? You want to get rid of the body. Every malacha you have to do it
positively. You're trying to get it buried.
Oh, so that's the chiddush. So you would think that it's a malacha because I want to bring the body to the burial. If the body's in the home and it's annoying me, it smells, scaring me, so that's not shemaguf. That's not shemaguf. But let's say the reason why I think I have to, because I want to go bury it. I want to bury it. It's not mish and do with tzarchai. It's a malacha shesuch leguf hashvichayis. No, poiter hoyer Rabbi Shimon. Even when you want to go bury it, because even burying the body, it's more because that more you can look at life. Even when you bury the body, that's still transchidish. A whole way of looking at death. A whole way of looking at death. You bury body. This is not the goal. The goal is not to put the body in the ground. The goal is just to temporarily move the body from the home temporarily. It's not a means to an end. It's a whole new daher in what death is all about. I'm willing to bet my bottom buck that this is part of a tzira why Hasidim, they bury the dead on Yom Tov Sheni.
Yeah,
on Yom Tov Sheni in America, the worst. Hasidim in America also.
Yeah.
You do it also. Surely do it. Hasidim are much more against it. They're much more very against it. We have refrigeration. And therefore, there's no need to do this in Michal B'Yomtov, but the Hasidim still is the Feirush and Shulchan Aruch. Not willing to bet. The reason why Hasidim lose the Mitzarif, the Shita, the Bishimen, that bearing a body is a Malacha She'ena Tzricha L'Gufa. So you're not even doing Malacha. What are you doing already? The whole Malacha, putting the body in the car, all these things that you're doing is all for the purpose of Malacha She'ena Tzricha L'Gufa.
It's also a Nir Lakum.
So, no, they do that. First, the Yom Tov is Amamim.
They probably know what they're doing.
Yom Tov, it's a Shulchan Aruch.
No, I'm saying there's no Amir Lag. They probably trained what they're doing.
It's the famous Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, it says that Yom Tov Rishon Ali Dei Amamim. Yom Tov Shedi Afilu Bi Yisrael Atzmai. The second day of Yom Tov, there's a special dispensation in Shulchan Aruch that the second day of Yom Tov Chutz Yaretz. It's only from sake of the Yoima, because man is there, we have Bikim, Bikim, the Yarcha, which will be covered Hames, the body will decay, it will be disgusting, you're allowed to bury the body, Afilu al Yidei Yisrael. Yom Tov Rishon, you do it through a guy. And Moshe Feinstein says, and this halacha does not apply to Zman Hazeh, only apply to the Gemara, when there was no refrigeration, and the body would decay immediately, and it would be this terrible Zimul Hames, God would cover Avrius, Shadoi Chalois Shabbatara, Chazal never instituted the Chumas of Yom Tov with regard to Zimul Hames, and mailed them with dispensation, Yom Tov Rishon, Al Yidei Amamin, Yom Tov Sheni, Al Yidei Yisrael, but Zman Hazeh, when there's no Zimul Hames, because we have refrigeration, we have more refrigeration, there's no need, and therefore, Yotzah Scholem HaFedah, which is the very Tiferuch HaKilkel that comes down when the person in the Fahesia is Mechalel the Yomtiv. One thing is Mayer Moshe, Mayer basically says what goes on today with social distancing. Once you give people a finger to go at the Mechalel the Yomtiv, so what happens? It turns into a free for all. Make the only one have the beer, minimum people participate in the funeral. The beer, and what happens? Oh, this guy has to come. And that guy has to come before you turn around. Everyone is participating. It's a balagan. So the Nailer of Moshe says to get it, cut it out. There's no need for this altogether. It's a balagan. It's a zuzur, the kedushas of Shabbat and Yom Tov. And it's also do not do it and wait until Yom Tov is over. The Hasidim were not makabel of Moshe Pesach and they still do it on the Yom Tov. They do this Shulchan Aruch. And they do the first day Ayidei Aramim and the second day Ayidei Yisrael. And unfortunately, there have been many documented cases where Moshe was right.
What did they do in the first day also?
Yes, the first day because you go next, because they're 2 days in, the total will then be 3 days.
The second day
is more lenient. The second day is really cold. The first day is Yom Tov for real. So it's also to the Mechal Yom Tov, but to a guy, real Akum is mutter. Why? Because you can have to wait for 3 days. A person dies in the first day, after the first day, the second day, until the next day. The male do right away. Comes to Shabbos, for tomorrow, it can be also. Vayit in the Gemara. So I'll cover, I'm a Rav, so I think it's very important. You say this halacha, I tell you, Rav Shimon, that's why the Chassidim do, because of the halacha, she'ed it's a chukul of Rav Shimon. I'm a Rav, I'm a Rav Shimon, the Gemara, the Lachaboy, they say to eternal linguist, but you admit that it's also. You're not allowed to take out a shovel to dig with. Why? A mar is a shovel. Lach barbois shu tzorech hamaitzi. Now, what? Why? Because you want to use the shovel. What's the shovel for? You're not using the shovel for the dead body. It's for your convenience. You're using the shovel to dig instead of tell the quest by the chayif. You're in the chayif sheet, of course. The ihod, nami melacha. You're going to tell me that's also nami melacha shem shem legufa. He ella melacha shem shem legufa loyim shem nechem shachsla. What's the of course? What's the havamina? And if a person takes a shovel out on Shabbos, if it's Torah out on Shabbos, then he potter. What are you talking about? Of course. Mahu the same ad iku lugufo lugufo. Kagoyim, mor la sis le tas. I take out a shovel in order to repair the shovel. What's the tas? You want to, the tas means that the tip of the shovel, the blade is damaged. So you take out the shovel in order to repair it, in order to put a foil to make some type of a repair on the shovel, the bottom of the shovel, and to dig. So here he's saying a tremendous chidush. Maybe the ultimate melacha shetzuchu leguf is where there's a benefit to both the object and the person. Mordik, huh? Mordik. What the different madrigot of melacha she'ena and melacha shetzuchu leguf? There's a melacha shetzuchu leguf just for the object, a melacha shetzuchu leguf for the person, a melacha shetzuchu leguf for both the person and the object. Think about a dead body. A dead body.
At the same time.
What?
At the same time.
So a dead body. Dead at the same time, correct. So a dead body. It's called the melacha she'ena shetzuchu leguf because it may be a benefit to the dead body. The dead body is buried, but it's not a benefit to the person. It's to the person. I just want to get rid of the body. It's in my way. That's melacha she'ena shetzuchu leguf. But let's say it's a melacha you want to use this for. I want to dig. I want to use this. I want to dig. I want to. So it's good. It's also maybe that's also melacha she'ena shetzuchu leguf. It's good for you, but it's not good for the Sefer Torah. It's not good for the shovel. They're getting nothing out of it. Maybe the only time you're going to the melacha she'ena shetzuchu leguf is when you have them both together. It's good for the shovel. It's good for you. But the case of just stop taking out a shovel, take out a Sefer Torah, it's only good for you. It's not good for it. Kamashba, no. In order for Sefer to qualify as a melacha shetzuchu leguf, it's sufficient that it's good for you, even though it's not necessarily good for the object. That's a chiddush. Vaita. Kamashba, just that alone is enough. Story. Ma'isa shehoya. Ahu shich shachva. Tahave bid roi keres. There was a dead body in the city of, name of the city. You ever hear of this city? Did you ever hear of this city? Okay, am I saying it correctly? There was a dead body, bid roi keres. Bid roi keres.
That's the mega Google.
Did it work wrong?
Okay, Shara, I have here my Nikudos Maniko, the Bid Roy Keres.
You have a suff at the end?
I have a suff at the end, yeah. You don't have a suff at the end?
No.
Ahu Shachva Dahava Bid Roy Keres.
I have Bid Roy Keres.
You have a hay at the end?
Aleph.
An Aleph at the end? I don't know. I have different gear size. Chiluke, Chiluke Deus. Shiro Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Lafuke the Carmelist, he was mati for them take the dead body out to the Carmelist. Why? So Rashi says he was in the sun, he was moving the Bazayan. Amar Rav Yochanan Achud Marbe the Ravna. He was the brother of the son of Ravna, the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Come on, like Kumkar Shimon. Rav Shimon says that in Yipata, you take a dead body out of Yipata. In fact, the aim of the Potter Rav Shimon is to make Chatos. The only way to do the Evet. And the person violates the law, he takes the body outside on Shabbos, so you potter. So melacha she'ena shetzuchu leguf, but melacha is still aser. Yisud rabbana mi'ika? So what are you doing? On my lay, so you responded, Elokim, I swear, the oy las de'at. What does that mean? I swear, the oy las de'at, aleph on the side of the Gemara, there is no Rashi. There is no Rashi. All of the side it says so acherim ailas. But the liyash radgaris to ailas they add the doris lay the haday. Ani achricha b'raya she'ata be'asmicha tosiyana yisham. I swear that you yourself would have picked up the dead body and done it yourself. Don't come and tell me I did the wrong thing. If you were in my shoes, you would have done exactly the same thing, even more. I didn't even do it myself. I just gave the instructions that it should be done. If you were in my position of authority, you yourself would have picked up the body and taken it outside yourself. Why? I feel about Yehuda that says even according to Abhuda holds water, Abhuda holds a malacha, she'ein a tshuva gufa yechayis. Rabbi Yehuda holds malacha, she'ein a tshuva gufa yechayis kaman chazas. Even he holds a tshuva gufa. Why? Where did I tell this, the chaverim who live in this city called Bid Roy Keres to take the dead body? I did not tell them to take out the body to Ocean Parkway, Arusha Sarabim. I told them to take the dead body into a carmelis. A carmelis. That you can do. Zini Karmena, Lush Sarabim, Le Carmelis Karmena. Why? This is the Yisoyd Godel Karabuya Shazoysa Esloyt Asher Shabbat Torah. I was just learning this today this morning, I learned the halacha that if a person is in the hospital or in a public place and they have to go to the bathroom, and the only bathroom, if you walk into the bathroom, the lights go on and the fan turns on. Are you allowed to go into the bathroom? And also when you go and you sit down in the toilet, it flushes by itself. And you walk out, it flushes by itself. And if you need water to wash your hands, you shouldn't get sick. You have to put the hands under the faucet and the water comes out. Are you allowed to go into the bathroom? The answer is yes. On the Holy Shabbos, because these are only Yisrael the Rabbanans. These are only the Rabbanans. And we should Godel cover Habuyos. You shouldn't have to go and uncontrol. What's going to happen if you don't go to the bathroom? If you have another alternative, no, we have no choice. Mother Nature calls. When you have no other choice, you got to do what you got to do.
What's the Leisa say going into the Carmelis?
But there is no Leisa to go into the Carmelis. It's the Rabbanan. Midaraisa only from Yerushas HaYachas Yerushas Rav, a Carmelis is his mutter.
That's the Lashon that he uses. He uses the Lashon. God will cover a beer, should take a Leisa, say Shabbat Torah.
Leisasim, Kosh, Yom Chatatze. The Leisa say is the Leisasim. That's what it means. God will, Gemara is the Kasha, not in the Suya. The Gemara is exactly, you always know the Gemara is Kasha, consistently. You have it in your blood. Shas is mamish in your blood. It's the Gemara's Kasha. That's the Leisa that we're referring to over here. But the Raisa, that you know is violent. And going into a bathroom when all the things go on, you're not doing it, you're having by yourself. Sensors.
That's a grama.
No, you didn't do a mice. You just walked into the bathroom.
That's the grama.
That's not the Raisa.
Sitting down and
standing. That's not the Raisa. That's you're not doing the mice, it's having by itself. There are sensors. There are sensors, you're not doing it. God will release the fair smutter. Smutter?
Psikresha.
So, psikresha la psikresha is not as the raisa. Psikresha is not
as the raisa. You need light in the bathroom. Who says lenichle?
First of all, the aids that they tell you to do, you should know, by the way, the aids that you should close your eyes. You should figure out where the toilet is, where your eyes closed. That way you're not nene. That way you're not nene. That also lightens the issa. Lighting this, going, you're supposed to walk in kalachayat and an unusual walking backwards.
Walking backwards with the eyes closed.
You walk in, exactly.
Hope you get to the bathroom the right way.
Backwards with the eyes closed, feel where the toilet is. I would assume you should put on gloves before you do this. Okay? And you figure out where the toilet is, to keep your eyes closed, and do what you need to do, and you walk out backwards as well. That's what it says in the halacha. Mishmer may God will cover Abriyas, you're allowed to do an Isur Dravanan on Shabbos. When there's no other solution, and he's trying to do it kala'achar yad. Right here in the Gemara, in the dead body, the body is annoying you, it's in the sriach, it's in the sun, you can take it out, go to the priest, you can take it out into the Kabbalist, only the Rabbanan, and even the Dorech Loisas, the Loisas, the Loisas, the Loisas, the Loisas, the Yomid Yisrael. Vaita. God to the priest, the Dorech Loisas, the Shabbat Torah. We learned so many Yisoydis tonight. We learned the Chai, the Yisasmai. We learned about creatures who have stand vertically, they're really not high because the Meshagatin of Shayu. We learned about the Sugya of Gokhan Arios. We learned about Yomtif, the laws of Yomtif, Aldi the Amma, the Yisrael, so many things in this Gemara, unbelievable. Tell us, I'm Chatoyle Shimon Tumma. The Hichva Ha'amichva. A person pulls out this money thing, you want to do that. It's also to go pull a person as Saras. Saras! So what does he do? I'm only in the Tzavah, I have two white hairs. You know what, I'll pull out the two right here, no longer mitzvah, or a person burns up mitzvah, how am I in the bright spot on my skin? Simple, I'll burn it off, so I'm no longer the coins come to the house, he's going to see there's two white hairs, you don't see nothing, there's no longer two white hairs, because I burnt them off, mitzvah, a bright spot, no more, I burnt it off, the Torah says, don't do this, itvar achas mishtayim. Let's say a person takes off one of the two hairs. Chayif. Why chayif? Zol b'zach. Because you've taken away the tumah. because you need two hairs. But take away one hair, each hair is chashav. Because each hair needs the other. Achas mishalosh. Why? Now this is a tremendous chiddush. This is a pilei ploim. Pilei ploim. Nachman says chayis ahane maisa. Why? The e nishtakla chado achrite. Oh, zulei tuma. Ala osid. Right now I have three. If I take away one, so now I'm setting myself up for a situation where if another one would fall out, then I would go away. Oh, but right now we did not. Right now I slept too. That's Rav Sheshes' rebuttal. Oh, Rav Sheshes Amar Potter the Hashem Yehoha Yisrael Tama. Rav Sheshes. Now they didn't write. No, me lo. It's not. I'm thinking Gezayis. Men I makes. Go back to the Mishnah because it makes. But Gezayis Men I makes Lechayis. Ha Megedin Ha Chatsi Zayis Potter. If you take out of the bias, the Chatsi Zayis on Shabbos of the body Potter. All the Atanya Chatsi Zayis Chayis. You give me Chayis. So I'm Stira. My love. Hold Tanya Chayes. When you said a Chati Zayis, Abi Chati Zayis, Mika Zayis. We learned the sugya. Why did we learn the Mishnah Mikhail and take out a Kazayis? It was before you came Shimon, because Tuma, in the bias, there is a Kazayis that wasn't a mace, which means the bias is an oil at a mace. And there's a Kazayis that wasn't a mace, the whole bias is an oil at a mace. So by taking out the Kazayis, you're taking out the Tuma. The bias is now Tar. So it's a war. You're not taking out the whole Kazayis. Even taking a chatzi zayis, he's removing the tumah. In a chanami, when it says the other bryce, you're going to be potter. The other not potter. The other chatzi zayis, he makes kodol. So then you're not accomplish anything. You're not accomplish anything. That's why you're still giving tumah. So therefore, you see over here, but if I take a chatzi zayis, I'm now making the body smaller. So now I'm now setting up the situation where that there's less of the kazayis. No, the bryce says you're going to be potter. We look at results. Right now, we want to see instant results. If you don't have an instant result, it's not going to help. Okay, the Davening Marif service, then we have to stop here. Thanks for learning.
Shkaya, shkaya.
Thank you so much. You're excited.
Shkaya.
Learning with me. Thank you very much. Good to see you.
Oh. Thanks for coming.